Lesson 6, Home Teaching. The purpose of this lesson is to help us understand and fulfill our callings as home teachers. Introduction. As teachers, priests, or Melchizedek priesthood bearers, we may be called to do home teaching. Part of magnifying our priesthood callings is to teach, watch over, and assist the members of the church. Home teaching gives us this opportunity. We are called to be home teachers by priesthood leaders. In organized branches and wards, this is done by the Melchizedek Priesthood Quorum Leader after consulting with the bishop or branch president. Two priesthood holders serve as home teaching companions. They are expected to regularly visit the members assigned to them. Show Visual 6-A. Home teachers are called by their quorum leader. Elder Boyd K. Packer once said, "I have heard men say in response to a question about their church assignment, 'I am only a home teacher.'" He then explained that home teaching is one of the most important priesthood assignments in the church. Home teachers are guardians of a flock. They are appointed where the ministry matters most. They are servants of the Lord. The Saints Securely Dwell, Ensign, January 1973, page 90. Home teachers, servants of the Lord. The importance of home teaching is shown in a story told by Brother Earl Stowell. As a home teacher, he and his companion were assigned to visit some inactive families. Brother Stowell relates, "Some days later, we arrived at this particular door. Being short, I usually tip my head back to look someone in the face. But this time, I had to drop my head as the door opened, and the doorway framed a little man no more than 5 feet tall." Show Visual 6-B, Little Ben. Page 49 contains Visual 6-A, Home Teachers Are Called by Their Quorum Leaders. Page 50 contains Visual 6-B, Little Ben. Page 51. "He was thin and old, but his erect stature and energetic movements let us know every year had to fight to sit on his unbowed shoulders. His tiny piercing eyes were set wide apart. His mouth was a straight gash, set low on his face and running from ear to ear, or so it seemed. His skin was as grained leather. We said we were neighbors and members of the church, that we had come by to get acquainted. He seemed uncomfortable as he invited us into a tiny living room well furnished with ashtrays. He said he drove a truck. I imagined a pickup. It turned out to be a big dump truck. I was amazed. Drivers are usually pretty hefty. How do you..." He cut me off. "I got a 12-inch crescent wrench on the seat by me. The other guys know it. That makes us equal." As the months slipped by, we began looking forward to our visits with Ben. One evening, when we visited him, he was tired from working on his truck, so we stayed only a few minutes. As we approached the door, little Ben looked up and asked, "When are you going to start telling me what I ought to be doing? Stop smoking. Start coming to priesthood and church and all that." "Ben," I told him, "both of us would be more happy if you were doing those things, but that is for you to decide. We'd just be insulting you if we tried to tell you what to do when you already know. We come to see you because our family isn't complete without you." He hung onto my hand. A phone call later that week asked, "What time is priesthood meeting?" I told him and offered to pick him up just for company. "No, I know the way, and no one has to drive me where I ought to be." I found him standing outside the church. "Maybe I hadn't better go in until I quit smoking," he said. I told him it would be easier to do with the Lord's help. He said, "I smoked since I was 8, and I'm not sure I can quit." I told him I thought he could. He was soon dubbed Little Ben behind his back, and in spite of his almost total lack of formal education, his size, and his age, he soon made firm friends and was in the thick of any project undertaken by the Elders' Quorum. Then one evening I got a phone call. "I got to talk to you." His voice sounded as if we were on the edge of hysteria. "They want me to be a ward teacher. I can't do that. I smoke and I don't know nothing. How can I teach people what I don't know? What am I going to do?" I, too, was shaken. Little Ben was special to us, and we didn't want him to get lost again. Inwardly, I began to pray as hard as I could. Then I took a deep breath and began, "Ben, did we ever try to tell you what to do?" "No, you just showed I was important to you, made me feel important. Maybe that was why I started going to church myself. When we met you, we discovered someone worth any effort we could make. Now, can you call on these people and remember how important they are? Can you just tell them they are important enough that you want to sit with them now and then and tell them about something you found that is so valuable to you, you'd like to share it with them? There were several moments of silence, and then, by golly, I'll do her. At day's end, I frequently drove down the street where several of Ben's families lived. All were confirmed inactives, mostly with non-member husbands or wives and strangers to the church for many years. One evening, I saw little Ben toting the largest watermelon I had seen that season. His fingers were interlaced under it, and every step was an effort. He was 3 blocks from the market. As I drove by, he turned into one of the houses. When next I saw him, I mentioned it. He hung his head. Well, on my way home, I passed the market. I got to thinking about those kids. Their daddy is out of work. Watermelon is scarce and high this year. I knew the kids hadn't had any. And to make sure every kid would get all that they wanted, I bought the biggest melon in the store. Later, I saw him walking briskly in the evening heat, holding a big birthday card in his hand. He explained later, "This one little girl has all brothers. They get all the attention. So I figured if I carried the card to her instead of mailing it, that would let her know she was important. Just like a few weeks ago at another place, some kids had pulled the arm off a doll. No one but the little girl seemed to care. I took her doll home, got an old button hook out of the bureau, and fished out the spring that held the arm on. I got her fixed all right. Took the whole evening, but it was worth it when I took it back. Now when I go there, she gets her doll, sits on the floor in front of me, and leans her head against me." I thought I detected a catch in his voice. Shortly after that, I got an excited phone call. "A little girl I ward teach is getting baptized." It was a tangible result of his home teaching. I, too, was excited. In the previous 5 years, those families had had no church contact other than ward teachers and an occasional call from a Relief Society visiting teacher. But 8 times in the next 3 years, little Ben called, always excited, to tell me of a blessing to be done, an upcoming baptism, or a priesthood advancement for a young boy. I asked how he was able to touch their lives so. "I just did what you told me. I let them know I wasn't better than they were and hadn't come to tell them what they should be doing. I was there because the good Lord had set a spiritual table for his family, and when they didn't share it with us, it left an empty place at the table. The family wasn't complete. When ward teaching was changed to home teaching, all we had to do was use little Ben's performance as an example. Little Ben, Ensign, March 1977, pages 66 through 68. What was the key of the success of Little Ben's home teachers? How did Little Ben use this same key when he served as a home teacher? Responsibilities of home teachers show visual 6-C. Home teachers are called to visit families. The responsibility of home teachers to visit the homes of members and encourage them to pray and attend to their family duties was given by the Lord. He has called them to be watchmen, to care for and watch after his children. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 6. Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 through 9. President Harold V. Lee said home teachers should understand that their mission is to watch over, strengthen, and help members do their duty. He asked priesthood leaders to change the emphasis from being home teachers teaching lessons to being home guardians watching over the church. When we understand this idea, we will do home teaching that will get results. What does it mean to be a guardian over the church? Why is it important that the families we home teach know we care about them before we try to teach them? Refer to the story of little Ben. As home teachers, we represent the bishop or branch president to the families and individuals we home teach. Page 54 contains visual 6-C. Home teachers are called to visit families. As such, we are asked to report regularly in a personal priesthood interview to our priesthood leaders about our home teaching visits and the needs of the members assigned to us. Of course, whenever we find sickness or any other problem in our assigned families, we should report it to our priesthood leader immediately and not wait for an interview. Families need home teachers. As home teachers, we must think about the needs of the members assigned to us. We should identify both individual and family needs, and then make visits to build souls, not just to make another visit. We must love each one and yearn to help. We should help those in need develop courage and strength. Ask the class to identify needs which most families have. List their responses on the chalkboard. Add to this list other needs, as they are suggested later in the lesson. Every family in the church needs our Heavenly Father's Spirit. President David O. McKay has said, "It is our duty as home teachers to carry the Divine Spirit into every home and heart." Quoted by President Marion G. Romney, The Responsibilities of Home Teachers, Ensign, March 1973, page 15. In order to help our assigned families obtain the Spirit, we should encourage them to hold family home evening, to have family and individual prayer, and to actively participate in the church. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 53 through 55. Another need every family has is to help during times of sickness. The Lord has counseled that in times of sickness we should call for the elders of the church. As home teachers, we should know when members of our assigned families are sick and be worthy and ready to administer to them if they request it. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Every individual and every family faces challenges in life and occasionally becomes discouraged. As home teachers, we should prayerfully identify individual and family needs and seek ways to support, encourage, and help those parents, children, and single adults assigned to us in whatever way we can. Merely offering to help is not enough. Both families and individuals need home teachers. Sometimes they may not recognize it, but they do. If we as home teachers are prayerful and diligent in seeking ways to help the individuals and families assigned to us, we will receive inspiration to guide us in bringing the needed blessings to them. How did little Ben meet the needs of his home teaching families? The following story illustrates how a good home teacher helped a family. Brother and Sister Robertson were a young and active couple in the church who failed to hold family prayer or family home evening because there are just the two of us. We had presented lessons on these subjects and encouraged them, but to no avail. During the next 2 weeks, my companion and I met several times to discuss the possible needs of our families. We pinpointed those things that we felt needed our special attention, and then on our next visit we tried our new approach. To Brother and Sister Robertson, it wasn't, "What can we do to help?" but rather, "Won't you meet with us next Thursday at my home and join us in a special family home evening?" They replied, "Why, yes, thank you." After a recent sacrament meeting, Brother and Sister Robertson came up to me and shared their sincere testimonies, telling me how the happiness in their home has increased since they have begun holding family prayer and family home evening. Don B. Center, The Day We Really Started Home Teaching, Ensign, June 1977, pages 18 and 19. Helping Fathers. Show Visual 6-D. Home teachers are to assist the father in leading his family. The Church of Jesus Christ has been established to save families, not individuals only. The father, as head of the family, has the primary responsibility for leading his family toward exaltation. Home teachers must understand this principle if they are to be effective. As home teachers, we must recognize that we are called to assist the father or other head of the family in leading the family toward perfection. One of the best ways of finding out how he can be of help is to first have a personal visit with the father or head of the family alone. At this time, we can ask the head of the family to tell us the needs of his family and what he would like us to do to help him meet those needs. The following account shows how two home teachers worked through a father. Page 57 contains Visual 6-D. Home teachers are to assist the father in leading his family. Samuel Bowen was a non-member of the church. His wife and children were members, and because of this, many auxiliary and home teaching visits were made to the Bowen family. These visits were usually directed specifically to the members of the church in the home. As a result, Brother Bowen would excuse himself or not present himself at the time of a visit. Within the last 2 years, a new home teacher, Brother Walker, was assigned to the Bowen family. After he met with them and had discussed the situation with the priesthood leader, Brother Walker felt strongly impressed to concentrate his attention on the head of the household, Brother Bowen. In the ensuing months, He did this in a deliberate, well-thought-out manner. For example, he never made an appointment for a visit through Sister Bowen, but rather through Brother Bowen. On these visits, he would discuss how he might be helpful to each member of his family. At first, Brother Bowen was taken back by this deference to him, since it was not according to the accustomed pattern, but he soon grew to appreciate Brother Walker. Many cordial visits were made to the home, but seldom was a direct gospel message delivered to the family. One evening, Brother Walker was visiting privately with Brother Bowen in his living room. He asked, "Sam, how is it that with such a wonderful family in the church and all their activity, that you have never contemplated membership in the church?" Brother Walker was startled by the reply. "I guess no one ever asked me if I was interested. Actually, I've read much of your church literature and believe as you do." A month later, Samuel Bowen was baptized into the church, and today his family has been sealed to him in the temple. "When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Melchizedek Priesthood Manual, 1974, pages 217 and 218. Have a home teacher bear his testimony about home teaching. Then have a father bear his testimony about the effect home teaching has had on his family. Conclusion. As home teachers, we are given responsibility for families within the church. We are to visit them regularly, teach them the gospel, and encourage them to live righteously. To fulfill our calling, we must develop love for each family member. We must also work prayerfully with the heads of those families to identify and help them meet the needs of their families. Challenge 1. Prayerfully consider your responsibility as a home teacher. 2. Determine ways you can A. improve your performance as a home teacher. B. Help your companion be a better home teacher. C. Work with the father of each assigned family. D. Meet the needs of individual family members. 3. Discuss with your own family how you can help your home teachers. You may want to read the story Home Teaching the Prophet Joseph Smith in Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Part A, Lesson 6, Duties of the Teacher. Additional scripture references. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, commanded to teach others. Scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, the husband is head of the home. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, the faithful to teach others. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, responsibility of elders. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 27, gift of discernment given to home teachers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 106, the strong to edify the weak. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Study Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 46, 47, and 51 through 55. 2. At the conclusion of this lesson, invite A. a home teacher to bear his testimony about home teaching. B. a father to bear his testimony about the effect home teaching has had on his family. And 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 6, Home Teaching.